I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Nepal's Maoist guerrilla war began 11 years ago this week, ending with the insurgents laying down arms. Interserve's Doug Van Bronckhorst says it's relatively quiet now. A new constitution is coming, and with it, a shift toward independence. That's being felt by ministry teams, too. Van Bronckhorst says the church has been steadily growing for a time like this.
There's a transition in Nepal now, too, from the traditional NGO expatriate organizations being led by foreigners to them being led by Nepali Christians and the Nepali church taking the initiative in some of those programs.
Next, Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says they've expanded into Eastern Europe. About a year and a half ago, Farms partnered with an active church planting ministry in Moldova. As a result, they're helping one church plant with a mushroom farm to get it self-supporting.
There's a group of three families that have renovated the lower level of a vacant building, and with about $1,000, some hay and garbage bags, they've created a business that employs a few dozen people, kind of from production to final sale in the market.
Aside from helping the church, says McLaughlin, the project serves as witness to their faith. And Grace Ministries International has created a unique cross-cultural missions experience for teens. In cooperation with Grace Bible College and Grace Gospel Fellowship, they've created Excite, empowering interchurch team experiences. Teams will be going to Puerto Rico and Costa Rica this summer. Each team will have an experienced adult leader and a trained college student leading physical work projects and evangelism outreach opportunities. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss. Yes.